This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season. So sang the birds, and it's pretty much taken for granted, especially in places like Vermont, that the annual turn of summer into fall will bring with it a brief but spectacular stretch of weeks when the leaves of the state's trees burst forth in dazzling colors of gold, ochre, and red before dropping from their branches, giving way to winter. But already into the second week of October, Vermonters in many parts of the state are still looking at the green leaves of summer, with some even browning prematurely due to a long span of unseasonably hot weather. Joining us now to talk about what's happening and whether it's affecting the all-important leaf-peeping tourist season is Mike Snyder, Commissioner of Vermont's Department of Forest, Parks, and Recreation. Mike, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Happy to join you.
So it is the second week of October as we're talking here, and I guess if you had to give a letter grade to the leaf-changing season as it stands right now, what would that be?
I'm going to go full-on A at this point and give it bonus points for intrigue, suspense, and creativity.
Always makes it more exciting. Why would you say it's an A at this point?
Well, because it went from, you know, C minus to A grade in a matter of a couple of days. Really, in some places, it seemed like a matter of hours. As of last week, as you indicate, there were still large volumes of very green leaves throughout the state, with pockets of, as you described, the early wave of foliage that had passed and was not followed by what's normally the second and third and final act. And that was causing some angst and concern, people kind of wondering, is it a bust? And then quite literally over a couple of days last week, in most parts of the state, it just turned and it popped. And to me, that's just amazing.
That's good news indeed. Any idea why that turnaround happened so quickly, or is it just something? It's just nature.
We know a lot about the science, the physiology and biology of fall color and how trees interact with their environment. And by the way, much of that scientific knowledge has come from research conducted right here in Vermont. But we don't know everything, and there remains some mystery. Call it magic, if you will. And I personally think that's a wonderful part of it. The trees know what they're doing, and they've been doing this dance for a long time with the weather and site conditions. They can't get up and move around. They are programmed to deal with variable conditions and to take cues from the environment, like waning day length in August triggers the onset, the initiation of this whole process of getting ready for winter. And then there's another cue from the environment, which is cold weather during the fall season, one of the sort of last ingredients in this process for the dazzling display. And that part just didn't happen. It was delayed. And so accordingly, the trees continued to be green because they're making tree parts while the sun shines. The chlorophyll is the pigment that allows us to see green, allows them to photosynthesize. That's their business. And when they can do it, they're going to do it. And it was warm and sunny, and they continued.
Can you give us an idea of sort of the breakdown of the regions here? What's it basically like north to south?
Sure. Ordinarily, there is a bit of a geographic pattern to all this, right? Foliage in Vermont this season tends to begin in the north of the state and at higher elevations, and then proceeds southerly and down into the valleys as the season progresses. So, in the northeast in particular, and at higher elevations, colors, you know, moved past. There's still some great color in all parts of the state, for sure. But in the north and at higher elevations, it's farther along. The Champlain Valley in particular, the west side of the state in general, and particularly the Champlain Valley, is still very green, although reports are coming in that over the weekend it was looking quite nice. So from Franklin County down to Bennington County, I'd say there's still more to come. And in the central part of the state, it's peaking beautifully. And in the Connecticut Valley, I think you have a similar circumstance where there's still more to come. Keep in mind, it's always the caveat every year that things can change very quickly. So heavy rain with wind can strip the leaves. We have had snows at lower elevations in October that can kind of, you know, it ends.
Can't let you go without asking about climate change. What about that? I mean, is this something that you think about that maybe keeps you up at night as we head into dealing with a changing climate? Tourism for fall in Vermont is huge. The winter ski industry is huge. It's so important to the state. What are some of the challenges lying ahead? Do you worry about this?
Of course. It's so closely connected. There are so many signs and indications that something's happening. We see that in the way forest plants respond, say, timing of flowering and bud break in the spring. It's not the normal pattern. And the trees reflect that. And they're telling us by this sort of goofy, delayed, and now wonderful fall foliage season. I think that's a sign, yet another sign, that we're dealing with a changing climate, and it is of concern to us. On the one hand, forests are one of our best mitigating tools. It's one of our best hopes to as a hedge against climate change. You know, trees absorb carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and store it. They improve flood resilience, etc. So forests are really helpful in this problem, but they're also vulnerable to climate change by altering millennia of trees programming with their environment. The good news is, again, trees are good at dealing with environmental change, but the pace of change that we're seeing now far outstrips what they've evolved with, and that's of deep concern.
Well, we'll enjoy the spectacular colors now, but look long-term, as you say, to these issues and dealing with them in the future. Mike Snyder is the State Commissioner for Forest, Parks, and Recreation. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.